bills. So with Mandolin, yeah, I would make a plan for it, especially with so many players. And if you start taking bills, which it sounds like you're like pretty much like can do that. So.
Okay, so somebody else
could too.
So somebody else is playing the verse, and then as they wrap up the verse on the long note at the end of the verse, then if Marty's going to play the break, then he would play the fill leading into his break.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So I would do the fill before I do my break.
But also, if it's a verse and a chorus and then a break, then I would still do the fills on the verse.
On the verse, okay.
Before, and then do whatever on the chorus, you know.
Because it would be nice to have a rule, basically.
Right.
Because we already have enough trouble figuring out when we're going to sing and when we're going to play. And we have a third variable in there.
I know.
Get completely lost.
I think it would really. I think that's probably the next step for your group, in my opinion, is like just getting really intentful about fills and just no boundaries. Like you have so many instruments covering things that more people that can just and have a plan so that people aren't running into each other, kind of thing. But I think it would really liven your sound, and then just some keep going with the harmonies and the extra lines. I mean, it's just you're sounding really good. I want to come see your next gig, so please let me know.
So Paulette already documented all, but now we'll have her stand in the middle with her conductor's baton.
Yeah. No, the whip.
The whip.
Yeah.
Which you can tell she's probably very reluctant to use.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
She can never use
the whip.
Wow. Well, thanks for coming.